everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts, here at BBS Radio. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next 1 hour doing nonstop psychic readings for the listening audience. All toll-free numbers. Get your pen and paper ready, and I'll give them out in a second. I'd like to give a little plug for that music in the beginning of my show. It's titled Going Within, and created and played by Joe Dex. You can find out more information on Joe at my website, www.michaelgoger.com. And while you're at my site, I want to bring your attention to our newsletter. It's now in a website form, too, and it's attached to my website, so you can get easy access to it. And plus, we mail it to our mailing list, but the website form is very well done by my friend and webmaster and producer of the show, really. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be here. I believe that. So go to my website, bookmark it, navigate it, check out my newsletter. I opened up a whisper board, spirit whisper board. I can answer one question for $5. You go there, leave your question on this message board, and I will leave your answer usually within 24 hours. So that's a new feature. I just want to get it out there. I'm having a Valentine's Day special on email readings. I asked $17 for an email reading. And for Valentine's Day, you mention this radio show or the Valentine's Day special, and you get it for $15, an email reading for $15. Valentine's Day special. Does he love me? Does he love me? Does he love me? Email me. Michael_Goger1@yahoo.com. Find out if he does love you, or if he should continue or move forward. Okay, everybody, toll free USA 1-877-876-5227. Toll free in Canada 1-888-815-9756. And if you got a plan, dial direct 1-530-876-3222. I believe we have a caller, so let me check. Caller, is there any calls in?
Mike.
Okay, everybody, we just had a little technical difficulty, and I was talking to the boss. So, caller, are you there? Caller. Okay, I might have lost my caller. Don't panic. Just call back. I believe the show is broadcasting, and everybody can hear it. I'm getting some PMs saying that the show is being broadcast, so I'm just going to continue with the show, and if you'd like a call, give me a ring. I'm also advertising in my local area, upstate New York, Catskill, Athens, Coosawhee, Albany area, Capital District, New York. Give me a ring. If you're hearing the show and you're enjoying it, email me. Let me know you're hearing the show and that you want to hear more. I have a lot of ideas for my local area, and if you're an organization or a charity or got a good cause going on, I can give you a global shout-out, let everybody know what you're doing and what you're trying to accomplish. So email me at michael_goger1@yahoo.com. Hi, caller. Caller.
Hello.
Hi. You sound good. How do I sound?
You sound wonderful.
Great. What's your first name?
My name is Beverly.
Beverly?
Yes.
What part of the world you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Good. There's a little bit of... I'm hearing you well. Actually, better than ever.
Good.
How do I sound? Good?
Yes, you do.
Hello, Beverly?
I'm here.
Beverly.
Yes.
I believe we lost Beverly.
I hear static.
It sounds like we're being invaded by Martians. I'm only kidding. Don't panic. But it sounds like we're being invaded by aliens. Beverly, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, man, you sound like a... like you're in a cave a million miles away. Is Mercury in retro? Maybe that's what's going on. Or my spirit guides. Boss, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Beverly, all I hear is a little bit of scratching. I can't hear you, Beverly. I apologize. I believe the station owner is...
hello?
Working on the problem, I hope. So I can hear you better, Beverly. Charge.
Hello?
Beverly?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. That's perfect.
I can hear you.
I hear you loud and clear. Good.
Oh, good.
Good. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Good. Wow, it sounds great. Don, whatever you did, leave it there and bookmark it. It's better than ever. Beverly, welcome to the show.
Okay.
All right, you're from Pennsylvania, and you heard me read before, Beverly?
I have listened to your program before, yes.
Okay, good. We'll just jump into your reading then, and let's hear what I'm hearing for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going right to relationship, and... emotional and mental and spiritual energy and strength, and I feel like I'm in a process of rejuvenating and recovering here. Has anybody been ill, Beverly, around you or worn down? I feel kind of like there was a problem and now it's getting better or will be real soon.
My mother.
Okay. I feel like it kind of maybe took a toll on me, or I was doing more than usual and kind of maybe worn me down a little.
Yes.
Okay, that is in a rebound for some reason. I don't know if Mom is going to improve or you're going to bring in extra help. And you're going to, it's almost like get a breath of fresh air, I'm feeling, and or a break. Maybe even a day away or a day off or putting my feet up. But I feel like I'm catching a wave of inspiration. I just feel better for some reason. It's just it's things are going to improve, and it's because of other things coming online. Now, I'm strong with the family, and also finances too. I feel like hang on for a second. Relationships are improving too, Beverly. Are you in one? I feel like I'm close to, or is this the family alone that I'm feeling with you? Are you in a relationship, Beverly?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Are you in a relationship?
No, I'm not.
Okay, is there one starting, or is some kind of tug of war going on?
I don't have anyone in my life.
Okay. Okay. Interesting. I feel like that's going to change. That's on the verge of changing for you. But it's not for, I want to say, probably like maybe another 2.5 months I would look for somebody to come along, Beverly.
Okay.
Okay, and I do feel that, I feel like it's a good relationship. It'll be a successful relationship, but it feels like it takes a while to unfold, too. So go from 2.5 months maybe, like being introduced or starting or arriving on the scene, and then maybe another like 9 months down the road actually being committed or serious,
mm-hmm.
So which is a good thing, so... And I don't think, like I said, I don't think you're too far away from it. I want to go with, like, 2.5 months with the beginning of it. Pay attention to the work world or the business arena or career arena, because I got a feeling it's going to be connected to this somehow. Word of mouth, somebody knows someone, or or coworker, or associate, or client, customer. Just kind of like be aware to what's going on around you as far as relationships developing.
Did you say it's going to be connected to my job?
It could be the career arena, the financial arena, co-worker, associate, maybe somebody knows somebody, some kind of a special, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so just be alert and be aware that it may come from that arena, okay?
Okay.
Because energy has arenas, and you got the financial and the career, and you got the romance and the love, and if I'm dealing with romance and relationship, and I kind of see where the energy is being pulled from. And it appears to be that area, so. And it could be as simple as a customer coming in, or a co-worker having a friend, or the boss. So, be alert, be aware, and be in tune.
Okay.
Okay. That's about all they've given me, unless you got a question I didn't hit on.
I need one.
What do you got?
I was looking to move this year.
Mm.
Do you see me moving this year?
Mm. Interesting. Usually moving is thrown right at me, and for some reason, I didn't pick up on really anything to do with moving, but I want to kind of like focus on that a little bit. Interesting. I don't think it's going to be this year. I can almost feel it manifesting, but they're not giving me when or where or how. Are you changing jobs, Beverly, or is there something going on with the change in what you're doing for a living or where you're doing it?
Well, I'm interviewing.
Oh, so you are looking
for a new job.
Oh, okay. Now I know what they're saying to me. I got a funny feeling. Is the interview soon? I mean, like within 3 weeks, between now and the next 3 weeks, the interviews?
Well, my resume is out there. I just, you know.
Okay.
I'm just looking for the right position.
Okay. I got a feeling the relocating and the moving is going to manifest after you change jobs, is what they're saying to me. And I am hearing a new job, a new deal, a new beginning for you. And now I'm pulling in what appears to be relocating, but it seems like it's after you get a different job or change jobs, and it might even be because of the job. So keep that in mind, okay?
Okay.
If you get interviewed and get called, first of all, I do feel you changing jobs and being successful with that. And then I feel like because of that, you got to move or you get a connection where you can move.
Okay.
Okay, but you want to bring in the change in career and job first. I believe that's going to be a big part of the relocation.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I hope I helped you.
Yes, you did. You cleared something up in my mind. Thank you so much.
Okay, and just be alert because I feel like within 3 weeks is an interview and maybe even a offer. So keep that in mind.
Okay, thank you, Michael.
Alrighty, take care. Blessings to you.
Bye-bye.
Tell your friends about us.
I do, and I will continue.
I deeply appreciate it. I'm a grassroots operation, and everything is love and for free, so I can use all the free promotional things that I get.
Yeah. Okay. I'll continue to talk you up, Michael.
Good. Thank you. All right.
Take care. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling the show, Beverly.
I will. Bye-bye.
All righty. Okay. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Your Inner Thoughts. I am here twice a week, every Sunday and Thursday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, doing nonstop psychic readings. Why, you ask? I'll tell you why. Because I love doing it. I've been doing it for 40 years. I've been doing it publicly for 10 years. Up until recently, it's been a hobby and an interest. And just recently, with my retirement, turned into my livelihood and my source of income. So you may hear me promoting my fees and my services a little more than usual. And don't let it turn you off, folks. It's a fact of life. the landlord, I ain't paying my rent with readings, so bear with me. Put up with the advertising, because it's a part of life. Caller, how you doing? Caller? Hello? Caller, are you there?
I can hear you just barely.
Is that better? I feel like a cell phone commercial.
You got the Martian stuff going on there.
Yeah, I can sell cell phones. Are you there? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, yeah.
Loud and clear.
Not loud and clear, but I can hear you.
Oh, man. You know, I think it's Mercury in retro and my spirit guides.
You think so?
Yeah, I noticed, like, when Mercury in retro was getting close or going on, everything electronic around me act up a little bit, so it could be something to do with that. I know the boss is working on it.
Communication, so.
Yeah. True. And if you think about it, a psychic and a medium would be affected because it's another form of communication. I think I just discovered a theory, maybe. I think it's the boss working on the system, trying to adjust it. Just bear with us.
Okay.
This is what it's like in Hollywood. Don.
I hear you better now, I suppose.
Don, can you turn her up a little and get rid of the echo, or... Just bear with us, folks. Bear with us. Okay, are you on a cell phone or a cordless?
No, I'm on a landline.
Are you by the computer?
Yeah, but it's a little ways away.
Okay. Huh.
Usually it doesn't affect, and I've turned off my speakers from the show.
Right. Okay, it feels like now I'm getting an echo. Wow. Not good. I can't read like that. Not with the echo. How's that?
Nope.
Wow. You know, my webmaster predicted this.
A little louder now.
How's that? I'm gonna rinse myself in seawater. Sea salt.
Yeah. Okay.
How's that?
Okay.
How's that? Wow.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, yeah.
Caller.
Yeah.
Caller.
I'm still here.
I think we lost the caller.
Oh, boy. Don, can you hear me? Are we even on air? All right. Okay. All right, folks, that was the boss. We are having technical difficulties, so, and they are working on it. And bear with us. Bear with us. And I will continue to keep talking. That's what the boss said. Keep talking. All right, guys. If you want to call 1-877-876-5227 in the USA. And Canada is 1-888-815-9756. So you can dial direct if you have a plan. 1-530-876-3222. And until I get connected to a caller, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about myself. If you're just joining, I am a psychic medium. I prefer an intuitive consultant. I think everybody in the business is an intuitive, but man likes titles and labels, so if you had to label me, I guess it would be a psychic medium. But I don't mind being called just an intuitive. I've been, like I said before, I've been doing this over 40 years, 10 years publicly, radio, chat rooms. I love doing it. Up until now, it's been basically free and fun, but has turned overnight into my livelihood, which means putting bread on the table. So you're going to hear me advertising. And the reason I'm talking about this is because I never advertised before. And I think it's important that I explain to the people that have known me for 10 years why they're hearing more about it, because I never liked the soliciting or the hard sell, but now I need to. And you'll hear about it from time to time. Caller, can you hear me? Caller. All right. Everybody says, why don't you teach psychic development? Maybe we can talk about becoming a psychic. You become what you dwell on. So whatever you dwell on, you will become to one degree or another. I guarantee that. That's a universal law. Nothing will change that. And you need to practice and dwell on what it is you want to manifest. And that means eating, sleeping, thinking, showering, reading, watching, listening, all psychic development. And that's what makes the difference with the top guns in the industry. Granted, there are people that have been gifted by spirit and angels and are on a special mission and maybe don't have to do anything to deliver the message. But for the most of us, it comes through studying, meditating, praying, and a lot of hard work. Caller, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi. I think the boss did it. I think the boss fixed my spaceship. How do I sound?
You sound fine.
Good. Okay, we were having problems there. Were you listening or you just called?
Yeah, I heard that.
Okay, I felt like I was in a spaceship and I was losing control. And NASA was working on it. Imagination goes with the psychic development. That's why I talk like that from time to time. You've got to be able to create little scenarios in your consciousness and play with them and experiment with them. What's your name, caller?
Sandy.
Sandy?
Uh-huh.
What part of the world?
Mm-hmm.
Canada?
Huh?
What part of the world you from?
Ohio.
Ohio?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Cool.
You heard me read before?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you a lawyer?
A lawyer? No. Yeah.
A professional jurist?
I'm a nurse.
A nurse, okay. It was just your energy and the way you were answering my questions. You sounded so on guard and ready. Okay, Sandy, let's see. You heard me read before, so let's just go into your reading and see if I can help you with some situations. I'm being pulled right to children for some reason. Is there an issue with a son or a daughter and some concerns with a child in your life or around you, Sandy? Or I'm hearing good news for a child, good news for a child, so just relate to that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, is there a child in your arena that needs attention or doing something special or...
Not that I know of.
Hmm. All right. Well, keep it in mind. This could be coming down the road. I mean, the next 30 days or so. So I just keep hearing good news for the child. Good news for the child. Almost like they're trying to do something special or some kind of accomplishment or maybe even a health issue. So keep that in mind. I'm also hearing something with property matters. Something to do with property or where I'm living can move forward now or get accomplished or completed, or where did you just move? Or does it ring a bell at all?
No.
No? All right, well, just keep it in mind, because they're bringing me to the property, and something can move forward. I feel like I'm fixing something. I'm making it bigger, or selling or buying or dabbling in real estate, so keep that in mind. And I'm hearing like I'm going somewhere, too, like I'm visiting someone. So you might have a journey coming up, Sandy, by the end of February. I feel like I'm visiting someone, having fun, visiting, celebrating. Keep that in mind. And then it kind of flips around and somebody kind of like visits me or comes into my arena, too, within the next 30. I'm just hearing company and visitors, so be prepared for that. Or if you got something special going on, it may be connected to that. And good news, they're waving a mail and a phone at me, and I feel like I'm waiting to hear something or hoping something goes through, and I'm hearing it does, and it's approved, and it's good news. So keep that in mind if you're looking for... There is some career work and business thing going on here. Are you looking for a job, or...
Well, my husband is.
Your husband is. Okay, I'll pick up on anybody that... Anything you're emotionally invested in, I'll pick up on. And I feel like there is a job search going on here, and there's a need for moving forward and expanding. And I feel like that comes through, and it becomes an issue within 10 weeks, you know, 2.5 months, I'm hearing there is a transition there, and it's for the better, a step up, a promotion. He seems to enjoy it and do well with it, so keep that in mind. All right.
Yeah.
Are you a businesswoman?
No.
Nothing with business at all?
No.
Crafts, eBay. I feel like you should be. I feel a very solid talent of or ability with you to, especially with sales management. Something you might want to explore. You said you were a nurse, right?
Uh-huh.
Are you a supervisor?
No.
Okay.
Not a supervisor.
I got a feeling you may see that happen, or somewhere in your destiny. I just feel a step up, an increase, and I feel there's some job title increase also with it, like supervisor, manager. And there is something with math and business. I don't know if you connected to this stuff, but I got a feeling that there is a talent within you that... You haven't really expressed or used yet, and I feel like you may in the future. So just keep it in mind. A little bit of prophecy for you. Skill? Do you sing or something with your voice?
Sing? Oh, a little.
They keep pulling me to your voice. I can do something with my voice. I don't know. It's just something you might want to explore. I like to bring out things that you can explore, you know, and interest you too. Sandy, is there any questions that you might have had or I didn't touch on?
I have health issues.
What's
anything
that?
Anything there?
On what?
My health issues.
Health issues?
Uh-huh.
All right, good question. I don't mind going there. I do feel that, interesting. I'm feeling like I was run down. I don't know exactly what it is, but I do feel that stress played a role, and there is an improvement. I'm getting a grip on things, so there is an improvement and an increase in health. Now, I do feel that for some reason, like it's either stress or either events, circumstances, or people drained me, might have, or had the tendency to drain me. So, or like a burnout factor. So, and being a nurse, that could be very feasible. Interesting. That's about all I'm feeling for on the health, Sandy. If I control stress and don't let it take its toll on me. In other words, anytime I feel a little off balance, anti-stress would be the way to go. Meditate, yoga, breathing, walking, this type of thing. As far as health issues, I don't feel all that bad. I feel pretty good. Things are going okay. I mean, unless you got a major concern, I'm not really being given one or feeling it.
Okay.
All right. So that's a good thing. I'm feeling good about it. Other than being anti-stress and being careful of burnout, I'm not really worried. And if you are having problems, I would really consider looking into the holistic and alternative approaches to health and combating the stress that's causing it. So, all right?
Okay.
All right, Sandy. I hope I helped you.
I appreciate it.
All right. You take care. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Your Inner Thoughts. I'm Michael Goger. Today is Sunday, the 27th. I want to tell you about Thursday's show. Allison Bauman of Visible by Numbers will be here with us. She is my co-host the last Thursday of every
Hello.
Month. Hi, caller. How you doing?
Hi. How are you?
Good. What's your first name?
My first name is Kat, and I'm a friend of Kat in the Catskills.
Oh, good. So you're calling from the Catskill area?
I am. Mm-hmm.
Oh, very good. Very good. Good. I like it. I'm bringing the show out into the local area, and I really appreciate you calling.
Oh, I appreciate you being here.
Yeah. Could you spread the word out there, will you?
Yeah, sure will.
It's twice a week, and, you know, I do 5-6 readings. I mean, you're talking 12-15 readings a week for free. You can't go wrong.
Yep.
And I'm also looking for, and will be shortly once I put it together, good causes and local events that I can help shine a light on.
Oh, that'll be great. And also, you know, I'll be in Maryland, so I'll be able to spread the word down there.
Good. I appreciate it. I really do. Word of mouth is keeping me alive. And,
that's how you do it.
Yeah, I got a lot of good friends that work very hard to keep me going and keep me up, and there's a lot involved behind the scenes to what I'm doing, so I really do appreciate any kind of promoting or advertising that that the people are able to give me.
Well, you got it. I'll do whatever I can do.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, Kat, you've been listening to the show, or are you just calling?
I've been listening to the show today. I just got turned on to your show, as a matter of fact.
Oh, good, good. Did you see the ad in the Daily Mail?
No, I didn't.
I was in there for a week, and I'm just kind of keeping track of what works and what don't work.
Right.
Okay, Kat, let's jump into your reading. You've been listening to me read, so...
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just repeating what I'm hearing and feeling. I feel like I've been through just a very draining period. I feel like I needed rest or a break, or I just went through this. are you convalescing or regrouping or rejuvenating right now somehow in some way?
I am kind of regrouping and rejuvenating.
Okay, because I feel like you're doing exactly what you need to do, and it's being spirit-led and you're guided to it. I'm a big believer in we are who we are and what we're going through exactly when we're supposed to. So so you're spirit-led to this, and I feel like it's very much needed. And it wouldn't hurt even another... Actually, I'd want to go another even 30 days. I mean, I'm not saying bedridden or homebound, but kind of go slow with the regrouping and recharging, so to speak, meditating. Again, I'm big on meditating, yoga, Reiki, breathing, these types of things, getting your head together.
Yep.
Pulling back, actually, even observing and examining the people around me and the circumstances around me and where I want to go and what I want to do and how I want to do it. So that's enough to keep anybody busy for a little while.
Sure will.
Yeah, and it would be very beneficial for you. Now, I feel like Kat, I feel like I went through some kind of a loss or a heartache or did something just kind of like rock you a little bit, or?
Yeah, just even just today, just this morning.
Yeah, I feel like I'm. Now, was it relationship connected?
It is, but okay, it's not like lovers. It's with my.
It's a friendship,
daughter.
Right? Kind of,
yes.
Like. It was a deep emotional bond or
yeah,
or a connection, and I feel like I was crying over it or heartbroken or
yep.
Sad.
That's very true.
Yeah, I'm feeling this. It's overwhelming me. Yeah, you almost got me wanting to cry.
Yeah.
I want to say to you that it's going to improve, and I feel another person playing a role in making it better or helping it to be better. I feel like it's a very intuitive female, relative, mutual friend, a confidant, a teacher. There is somebody in my arena that's going to give me some advice or give me some intuitive guidance, and I feel like I can trust it and believe it, and what they're saying would help me. So pay attention to the people that are around you, especially the females that you are close to.
That's spot on. I just talked to my sister,
yeah,
who did give me a lot of good information,
yep,
and support.
Yes, yes, and it's deep wisdom. I believe your sister, that person, was a consultant in many different lives, and is very intuitive, and you can bank on what she says, and it's helpful.
Yeah.
So, and I believe it helps it.
Yeah, it did.
Helps it improve, and kind of like maybe even, I don't want to give false hope, but I don't believe in false hope. As long as you're alive and breathing and thinking and believing, there is hope. But I feel like it does improve, or I just want to use the word improve. I don't want to give no guarantees, like guess it's going to be complete or whole, or, but I feel it improving and passing and this type of a feeling with it. So try to believe that it was either meant to be, or we can work with this or make it better, or time will heal it. This type of faith is needed here.
Okay.
And I feel like things are overcome. I feel like there was maybe some obstacles or issues in the way, or popping up, or possibilities, and I feel like we worked through them, or it was solved some of them. So that
we did. Yep, that's correct.
Yeah, I feel like that helps complete the and heal the situation. So, and the big thing is not to let it bother my health or my emotional health as little as possible, anyway. And watch for other people around it, because I feel like the only ones that should be in it is the trusted hearts and judgments. So it's not, you don't want just everybody in it or hearing or involved or because it would make it worse. You want to keep it close to home, close to the heart, trusted only, this type of a thing, and don't let nobody stick their nose in anything, because it could backfire or make it worse. That's about it on that. I try to give a message a spirit wants brought out, so I feel like this needed to come out and talked about. I feel within 3 days that there is a marked improvement. So, and a feeling better, and within 7 days or 7 weeks, I want to say a healing. So there is hope, and it does improve. So.
Okay.
Kat, is there anything I didn't touch on, or something you were hoping I would, or?
No, you were pretty good, Mike. As a matter of fact, you're right on it. Just,
thank you.
I just
thank you.
To
I feel.
Some,
I felt.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Very connected to you, and appreciate you calling the show.
Thank you.
All right, Kat. Good
that.
Luck with anything. Good luck with everything. And I'm here twice a week, and I do Pal Talk shows. I got a Yahoo group, a MySpace, a mailing list at the website. Take advantage of all of them.
Okay.
Okay,
I will.
Thank you, Kat.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, goodbye, Kat, and spread the word. Thank you.
I will.
Alrighty, if you're just joining, you're listening to Your Inner Thoughts, I'm Michael Goger. I'm here twice a week doing psychic readings for the listening audience. And it's all toll-free, and the readings are free. And there are probably over 50 readers here at BBS. There's over 95 talk shows. Probably 50 of them are consultants or readers of some sort. So astrologers, herbologists, mediums, channelers. If you listen to BBS, you can get a reading every day if you needed it. And it's free. You can't go wrong. I don't think you'll see anything like this out there. And I feel so strongly in it, I want to bring it into my homeland, my local area. And I'm asking everybody, please, promote me any way you can. There's all different types of ideas, email signatures, status lights, Greg's List, I mean, anything. Just get the show and the name out there. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
How are you?
Is this M?
Uh-huh. Hi.
Oh, Mike. M, you would not believe this. I held a conversation with you in my head 40 minutes before the show.
Did you?
Yep. And
well, for some reason, I felt like I needed to call in.
And I said, oh, Em, how you doing? Thank you for calling. I'm glad you got through. That actually took place in a meditation 40 minutes before the show.
Good. I know I heard you talking about meditations a while ago, how important they are.
Mm.
And they really, really are for all of us.
I just got goose pimples. I love it when because, you know, the biggest enemy of a reader is doubt, not believing in what you're hearing and feeling. And when something like this happens, it gives me the inspiration to keep going, keep believing.
I agree. And, you know, we all have those doubts when we do what we do.
Yep.
And you know, we do. We just do. And it's important for us to slow down our minds
and
look inside and see what we need to see.
Okay. Can move away from the phone just a hair. And see if that improves what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Yeah, that's better. I think you're a little too close to the phone. How's that?
How's that? Is that better?
Much better. Much better.
Good.
Okay, Em. Thank you for calling.
Well, you're welcome. You know, I just felt like I had to call in.
Okay. And in the meditation, I was even inviting you to be come back on the show and read with me.
I would love to do that anytime.
Yeah, and that actually took place in a meditation 40 minutes before the show.
Fantastic.
But let's go with the third next Sunday. How's that sound?
The third? That'll work.
All right.
That works.
And I enjoy your energy and the way you read, and I like to have another reader as a co-host that gives me a little breather, and I like to show people what's out there and what's happening.
That works for me. That's fantastic. We'll do it on the third.
Okay. And we'll write that down, and we'll get it promoted and advertise it.
Okay. Fantastic.
All right, Em. Let's just jump into your reading, and I'll move on.
Okay.
Whew. All right. Interesting. I was getting some kind of a standstill, a barrier, and then it seems to be like a need to, or there was, a little bit of a separation or a split with you and someone.
Yes, there was.
Okay. You want me to stay there and focus on that?
Sure, we can do that.
Okay, it goes into decisions. I want to go to deep friendship relationship, or my next thing would be a business thing. But
well, no, the separation was on a relationship type of thing.
Yeah, yeah, friendship and relationship, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, and I think it changed maybe some plans for income or business or future goals, maybe. Kind of like the tension or the split kind of that changed things a little bit, and I'm up in the air with it, and it created like a whole new ball game of deciding what to do now. How am I going to do this? And Which way should I go? Is it permanent? Is it, I got my head spinning here with all these questions rotating around it. I want to go, and I'm going to go with this is going to, whatever it may be, blowing over and coming back together, or moving forward. I like to use basic words that will describe what I'm feeling, and I feel it moving forward and passing over, so.
Okay. I thought that too, but that's,
No, but keep in mind they're vague terms and with different degrees of energy. Okay, now moving forward could be as simple as making friends and letting bygones be bygones, or it could be falling madly in love and getting married. So it's up to, you understand that. I don't have to explain that to you.
Yeah, I do.
So, but this is what I'm feeling, and it does move forward and it does pass over and blow over. Now, I believe other people might have played a role or added to it. And,
yep, they did.
Yeah, and there's going to be need, if it is to come together and to move forward, there's going to be a need to eliminate these people one way or another, kind of like block out their information or their involvement or kind of fine-tune the people around the situation.
Yep, I agree.
Okay, and I'm feeling like it was really nobody, not you, not him, kind of like I want to point to the people around it and the circumstances, really, causing the upset.
It's been a strange ride.
Mm-hmm. I can feel that. Now, I feel like when it blows over and comes together, it'll be better than it was, so that's good news. Okay? And I do feel that there'd be a lot of benefits to it, including financial. So don't be afraid to let it come back together. I wouldn't be afraid of it coming back together, and I would even go out of my way to help it happen in a way, if you're wondering. So,
yeah.
Okay, and I'm hearing things being settled, and keep people out of it. It keeps popping up in my head. Keep people out of it. Keep people out of it. Almost like nosy buddies or family or friends type feeling with this. So, I believe this is the year. I still want to say that I'm almost with this person throughout the year and into the end of the year. So I got a feeling when it passed, it continues well into the end of the year with many different benefits. And again, one of them that sticks out is finances. You're going to continue to use your voice and your energy. You're combining energy and voice, and it's going to become more and more of a livelihood and more of a an energy wave out there, so you can expect that to continue and to expand. Your prayers and your mantras and your meditations are very effective, so whatever you want to bring about or create, you need to remember that and to use it skillfully.
Good.
Yeah, your voice and your energy and directing it. That's about it, Em, unless it was something you wanted me to hit on or needed to hear. Or...
No, actually, there was a question about, but I think you answered it because it was more about my career, what's happening, and I think that I just need to give it to the universe and say, okay, here's what we need, let's do it.
I agree with you 100%, and I feel that within 5 months, Em, you're happy in employment. I can feel that there is some dissatisfaction. And is that what this was pertaining to, the split and the separation? Was it the work world or a friendship relationship?
Well, it's kind of been a combination. It's a friendship and relationship.
Okay.
And there was a third person that affected everything.
Okay.
And it's like, it's fun. I feel it started to come back together again, and it's all going to be good.
Yep. It will, and it will be better. And I'm hearing the fifth month. So what's that? April. I am stable and doing and happier in the career arena.
Yeah, I hope. I think so too. I think that's what's going to happen.
Okay, and it goes well into the end of the year.
Good.
So you're going to be doing good.
Good, good, good.
And I'm hearing a peace treaty, a settlement agreement's being made.
Yeah, and I've got that situation also very separate that's out there, and there's been a lot of things happening the last week or two affecting that settlement and agreement, and I don't look for it to be settled like right now, but I know that it's all been in my good, you know, it's good for me. So.
Right, and what situation was that?
Well, there was a situation that came up from a past job that I had, and when I left in August, and he's no longer. I understand that the company's gotten rid of him and altogether, but there is a suit out there that's waiting on. Now I'm waiting on that. So.
Yeah, and I think that's why they're pointing to April.
Yeah, yeah. So with him now being no longer at the company, they got rid of him this week. That really is to my benefit.
Mm, good. And that's going to continue.
Yeah.
So you're going to see things flip around. And the April thing, I believe it was when you can finally sit back and breathe a little and say, okay, I'm doing good.
Good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And in the meantime, it's coming back together and going to be better and move forward. So you're on the right track, girl.
All right. That's
okay.
Good to hear.
All right, Em. You take care. Thank you for calling.
All right, dear. I'll see you on the phone. I look forward to it.
Yeah. Pump it up in chat. Let everybody know.
I will do that. You know better than that. I'm your biggest fan there, kiddo.
Okay. Thank you, Em.
All right. We'll talk soon, Michael.
Okay.
God bless.
God bless. Blessings to you. And to everybody that's listening in Pal Talk, I'm coming in. We're just getting it together. You have no idea what's going on behind the scenes. So.
Well, you know, we need to share a little bit about that. We can work on it. We'll do what we got to do for you.
Yeah. Oh, I'm doing good. It's just the work that I'm involved in is takes a lot of footwork and a lot of communication. And that's where the problem lies, getting the word out.
Yep, I agree.
Yep.
I certainly do agree.
Yeah, if anybody wants to know what can I do for Michael Gober, it's to tell people about the show and advertise any way you can. Any free publication.
Exactly. We got to get your point out there.
Yep. It takes people and word of mouth.
Exactly, so. And that's the best kind. You know that, and I know that.
Okay, Em, I'll let you go, and I'll go to the next caller or say goodbye. I see it's getting late, so you take care, Em, and I'll see you next week.
All right, Michael.
Okay.
That's it. So,
all right,
Michael, and I'll see all of you later.
Thank you. God bless.
Okay,
everybody, if you're just joining, you're catching the end of your inner thoughts. And I am Michael Goger, the host. I'm here twice a week, every Sunday and every Thursday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. If you want to know more about me, www.michaelgoger.com. Don't forget my Love is Special, Valentine's Day email special. $15, $2 off a regular email reading. So that's a Valentine's Day special. Email me. If you're interested, email any type of reading or a job offer or any ideas you may have, email me, michael_goger1@yahoo.com. I'm also looking for businessmen that would like to advertise on my website. Traffic is increasing, and I see I could go into that direction. So if you'd like to advertise on my website, email me. Let's talk. I need any kind of revenue I can come up with. Like I said before, it went from a hobby into my livelihood, and the wolves are snapping. So tell your friends about us. Check out my website, bookmark it. I have my newsletter there now. It's attached to the front page. Very well done by my webmaster and friend, Shailene. Shay, you're the greatest, man. You really are. The site looks fantastic. There's something there for everybody. I also opened up a whisper board. One question, $5. You leave your question on the board, and I will leave your answer for $5, all payable through PayPal. Okay, everybody, www.michaelgoga.com. I want to say thank you to everybody, BBS Radio, Don and Doug Newsom, for allowing this to happen and doing the work that they do. They're fantastic. The radio station is above and beyond, and the only radio station you'll ever need. So bookmark the site, learn how to navigate it, listen to the other shows. Join my mailing list so you can hear and see when I'm going to be in chat doing shows. I got to say goodbye. Everybody, God bless. Thank you. Tell your friends about me. Take care.